I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. What's the most common form of treatment for the mentally ill? Ask a mental health professional, and he or she will probably tell you no treatment. That's because mental illness carries a huge stigma in American society. That can be especially true in urban areas where large numbers of African Americans live. Step Up is a mental health facility located in Santa Monica, California. About 40% of its participants are African American. But Step Up doesn't see itself as a mental institution in the traditional sense. It calls itself a psychosocial rehabilitation center. That's a place where people with schizophrenia and forms of extreme depression can receive psychosocial training and learn life skills. Todd Lipka is the CEO of Step Up, and Jacob Ramsey is a full-time participant in the program. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hello.
Todd, I'm just going to ask you about the term psychosocial rehabilitation. What do you exactly mean by that?
A psychosocial model for rehabilitation is it's a philosophy and it's a practice. The philosophy is that someone is responsible for their own mental health, that someone, you create an environment where someone is able to take charge of their own care, their own health care, similar to physical health care. Mental health care has that same parallel. But beyond that, we're an asset-based program. We don't focus on the illness. We focus on the person. And we look at what their goals are, and we charge them with being responsible for achieving their own goals. That's why we talk about the people or participants in our program are members. They're not clients. It speaks to that partnership. But in addition to that, we provide comprehensive services that allow someone to utilize those programs and services as part of their own achieving their own goals. And because there's no cure for mental illness, that treatment may last over a fairly long period of time. And those goals, just like for you and I in our own life, those goals will evolve and change as the person progresses in their treatment.
So, Jacob, why don't you tell me a little bit about your story? How did you first find yourself in a position of having to deal with depression?
Approximately 15 years ago, I went through a divorce that I really didn't want to happen, but it happened. And divorce to me is like death. So it's a grieving process I went through, and every day for about a year and a half, I would be crying, and I didn't know why. So I was led to Step Up on 2nd, which is a mental health facility. The staff there told me about a process of reintegrating into the community. Because of my mental health issues, I had lost contact with reality. I'd isolate.
Socialization is a very important part of what we do. Really, one of the strategies of our program is to create a sense of community for people, is to invite them in and accept people for who they are. And so we may have somebody who has been homeless for 10 years who comes in. You talk with them, you say, gee, this person, they need a shower, they need laundry services, they need food, they need housing. But for them, they may be only interested in food. And so for us, that's really where we start. It's what someone's goals are for themselves. It's not what other people think are important or what we think are important. And then we try and build a relationship over time and entice that person into the variety of services that we can offer to help them move forward in their life.
What do you consider the next step from just dealing with someone and on their day-to-day?
It could be laundry or shower services for homeless individuals. We provide meals every day of the year. We run 60 to 70 groups in which members and staff and volunteer lead it. Everything from understanding your medications to dealing with strong emotions to yoga and art. We have psychiatrists on staff for medication support, case management, and vocational training, as well as computer training. And we also offer on-site housing. So it really is a community because it's almost one-stop shopping that you can get almost everything you need as part of your own individualized goal plan right at Step Up. And that makes it quite unique.
For you, Jacob, being African American, did being Black put another burden on you in terms of perhaps trying to hide what you were going through?
I'm not only Black. I'm like 6'4", 220 pounds. And so I'm scary looking already. So I learned not to share that with other African Americans. It's like you're sitting there playing spades or dominoes, and they say, that guy's bipolar, you know, don't offend him, don't push him. It's really a stigma. That's and so what Step Up On Second does, it's a psychosocial program, and the social part of that, it gives us some place to socialize. For example, Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving, we have our own parties. We have over 1,250 members at Step Up On Second, so we have a community that we can always socialize with. But then from there, we can go out, and that's what our mission statement says. It says we reintegrate into the community. We can leave Step Up and go to the Coffee Bean, and because we've learned how to socialize and drink coffee in our store there at Step Up called Fresh Start, then we can go to Starbucks or one of those places. So with bipolar, I take medication, and then I'm part of a psychosocial program, which is 70% of the reason why I can function for the last 10 years. And the stigma's not there. If I run into, and I don't want to call them ignorant people, but maybe misinformed or uninformed people who feel uncomfortable around me, and I've been in situations when I shared in church that I was diagnosed. And until that, I was like, Elder, Overseer Ramsey, all of that. But when they found that out, it was like a different kind of a vibe. So that's why I'm part of this, and that's why I came on the radio. It's like people came out of the closet for a lot of other issues. It's time now for the African Americans to come out and say, hey, yes, I'm taking medication for a mental health issue, and as long as I take this medication, I'm just like anybody else.
Well, on that note, Todd and Jacob, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Todd Lipka is CEO of Step Up, and Jacob Ramsey is a participant and resident at the Step Up facility in Santa Monica, California. They spoke with me here in our NPR West studios.